Hallelujah, hallelujah. We've been talking about the revelation of hearing and how important it is that we develop our ears to hear by the Spirit of God. Our ear, not ears, but our ear, that inner ear, has to be trained. See, when you got born again, your hearing was dull. You didn't know how to pick up God. Now, when you first got born again, you was a little more keener. You know why? Because you was a lot more sensitive to him. You were just happy to be saved. And over time, the process of life kind of beat down your enthusiasm about God. So whenever you lose your excitement about God, it's difficult to hear. You know, it's kind of being married to somebody that you think is dull and you don't really pay them a whole lot of attention. Oh, well, that got, I didn't get an amen on that one. Okay. I must have said something. Y'all know, you can be around a person so long that you get dull of their voice. And you stop paying attention to what they're really saying. When you shouldn't. Every moment should be captivating. And you have to do that deliberately. Say deliberately. When you want to stay excited about your marriage, you have to do that deliberately. It doesn't happen just because you sleep in the same bed. No, you have to learn how to captivate one another again and again and again. How do I do that? I have conversation. Not about the bills. When you go to the Lord, you don't need to talk about the bills. You know, you already got them. You come to him for the answer. Not to tell him your quota for the week. Because you need to hear what he has to say. Since you don't have the answer. Look at Matthew 11. Verse 12 through 15. Because we're learning how to hear again. Where our ears are so keen, because you got to be able to discern in this final hour. You just can't be listening to somebody on TV and think you're going to find all your answers. You're not. You can't even come in an environment as well as this one. This is a good environment, full of the power of God. But the answer you need, you got to go home and hear it. Because what I'm providing you today is ammunition. So you know how to go home and use this and fight so you can hear. And you'll win. Are you there? Matthew 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, somebody say until now. That means it's still happening. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. That means the violent person is doing something that the passive person is not doing. If you are a passive hearer, you're going to miss some things that God's saying to you. Passive people got a way of acting like they got it together when they don't. Until there's a crisis that show up. I'm really not put together as well as I thought I was. And you need to begin to put yourself back in the right spot. You know, we used to tell our children, they would come up, don't act grown than your age, because you're going to be that age after a while. And you're going to want to be this age again when you didn't have the cares of life. So be a child. Act like a child. Nobody expecting you to be an adult. Quit trying to be grown before you get grown. Because when you get grown, you're going to have more responsibility than you think. So don't act like you that. You don't have the skills right now for the spot you're trying to act like. Go ahead and be a child. Ain't nobody mad with you because you're a child. That's how you learn. When you submit like a child, Jesus said, unless you come to me as a child, you won't enter into some things of the kingdom. Because we come like we grown and know it all. So you won't hear. I memorized my scripture for the week. Now I'm going to go and pray, and the Lord got to hear me because I memorized my scripture. See, you're going like a grown cocky. You're not going to hear much in your prayer time. Because that level of submission is missing. In order to hear, there must be submission. And then you must be so submitted that you're willing to do whatever it takes. See, that violence is a person that said, you know what? You can't embarrass me. You can't shame me because I know what I'm after and that's what I came for. And God, I ain't going to leave your presence until I get it. And it says, the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John. They were saying everybody, all the prophets talked about John the Baptist coming and being the forerunner of Jesus. And he said, now, if you receive this, and in fact, it talked about the spirit of Elijah was on John the Baptist. The same spirit, said the same spirit. So he said, he that have ears to hear, let him do what? Let him hear. What are you hearing? What is he saying here? That the same spirit, now, if that spirit, and they weren't even born again, but the Spirit of God was here dealing with Elijah, dealing with John the Baptist. Now, we suppose that the Spirit of God in us, how much clearer are we supposed to be able to hear? Because they had to do a lot of their hearing from the outside through signs and wonders. And as they did what God said, they got the manifestation. We're supposed to hear from the inside. Therefore, it's supposed to be louder than the outside. This is where we have to train ourselves again to hear from the inside more than we hear from the outside. We're captivated by our natural hearing, but we're dulled in our spiritual hearing. And you need to hear spiritually in order to get that anointing in your life and in your house. So faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. I say it again. How does faith come? Hearing what? But where am I hearing it? Just because I read the scripture today? No, I gave that word a place in my heart. Now, once I gave it a place in my heart, it has a right to produce in that spot, and it'll start talking to me. See, when we were reading through the Bible, that was so you can get familiar with the Bible. But when it's time to hear, you don't need to be a speed reader. God not asking you to be fast to read and read 30 chapters in one day. You need to slow it down so you can hear. So the verse that God needs you to hear for today can talk to you today. And when you get up tomorrow, it might be a brand new verse. You can't reach back for the old unless the Lord tell you, keep that in your mouth until I tell you to change it. You need to get up and get fresh bread for today. There was a time when I was growing up, we didn't buy a lot of sliced bread from the stores because our mothers made fresh bread every day. If you've ever grown up on fresh bread, you know what I'm talking about. If not, I feel I got a lot of compassion for you because all you know is store-bought bread with all the preservatives and everything else in it. Fresh bread is so much different. But they did that on purpose. Why? They didn't expect us to have what they cooked yesterday. Most time it went on and it left. And if you're really hearing, you need to hear every day for your life every day. This is why we must spend time with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because that's how your faith here. That's how your faith comes. Not in how many scriptures I can quote. It's coming from that word that I have deposited and given it place in my life. Now, faith will come I began to hear that word. I began to hear what the scripture didn't say in print. Because it'll start talking to me exclusively. I shared with y'all last Sunday about my soda story. The Lord talked to me exclusively. Now, you can go in the Bible and find the where it says, don't drink any more sodas. This is why you got to hear it. Because there's no scripture to say, don't spend more money than you got. It does give us good things, how to be good stewards over our money. Tell us not to borrow. Tell us not to become a what's the word I'm looking for, son? A loaner on somebody else's loan. An assurance. Don't become the assurance for somebody else's debt. See, the Bible tells us how to stay away from certain things, but it doesn't tell the exclusive thing for you in particular. You have to hear that by the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. You have to hear that. So faith comes not just from reading, but by hearing the voice of God in that written word for you in particular. And what we miss a lot of time because we don't spend enough time to hear for our particulars. We want to say, I prayed, I read, I spent time with God, but you walk away with nothing particular for your life. Yeah, it got quiet, didn't it? Because he's talking to us daily. You got to hear this daily. To avoid the pitfalls of our society today, you have to hear the voice of God daily. You said, Pastor, I didn't know it was like that. Yes, it's like that. That's the way you're going to overcome in this final hour. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. You know, just going back to, you don't have to turn back to that, but looking at Matthew 11 and in that verse 15, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. And it says, if you were ever willing to hear before, you need to hear now. If you ever heard God talk to you before, in our Thursday noonday prayer, I'm training how to hear. And I told him, we was on our knees praying. And I said, if the Lord shares something with you, write it down. And I want you to know, one person brought me that little sticky note. And they said, I spoke it up here, and they already had it written on the note. See, God will talk to you if you avail yourself. And he may not tell you, go park your car over here so it won't get hit. But he might tell you, don't go to that parking lot. You got to hear it. Sometimes he's trying to avoid all the traffic, but we got our routine. You know, you can pick up and find what the traffic is like, but sometimes that's good and sometimes it's not. Why? Because it's not always accurate. It's changing moment by moment. But the Spirit of God will tell you, don't go that way. It's all backed up. Take the what they call the long way. Take the scenic route. That's what I said. Take the scenic route. Leave in a timely way. Come on, somebody said leave on time. Now, you can't wait to 10 minutes before you're supposed to be where you are, because now you're going to create anxiety, and you're not going to hear. Why? You're in anxiety keeps you from hearing. Being on time, learn, you need to train yourself. We're going to talk about it in just a little while. If not today, next week, you'll be back. Are you at 1 Corinthians chapter 2? Look at verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. He's talking about the natural man. The natural man has no clue. He can't hear it. He can't see it. That's why you got to stop depending on the flesh, because he can't get in tune with that. It's a spiritual thing. Say it's spiritual. So you can't depend on your flesh and your natural ability to see stuff or to even hear. You got to begin to sit and hear by the Spirit of God. You can train and say, Holy Spirit, I'm sitting here. Talk to me, because I know Pastor teaching right, and I'm going to trust what Pastor say. Now talk to me as she's teaching, and I'll hear. And you need to bring a notebook with you. So when he talks to you in this service, he talking to you. Write it down, because it may not be for me. It may not be for the person next to you. He told you that. That's not your message of the week. You're supposed to take that for you. And what we do, we go and start sharing, and we haven't developed. Then walk there comes. See, the devil's after the word. Why? Because that word is designed to produce faith. You need to go home and nurture. The Lord says something to you, go home and nurture that. Study it out. Pray every day. And say, now, Lord, I know you said this to me. Now, what revealed to me what you want me to do with this? He'll tell you. He's not trying not to talk to you, like some of us. You know, we avoid people because we really don't want to talk to them. Okay. But God, look at verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his what? How they going to get revealed? How they going to get revealed? By his Spirit. Then you got to hear that. Please pay attention. That's the only way they're going to get revealed. He's going to reveal them by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. It's searching the deep things of God. Oh. It's searching the deep things of God. Wow. Wow. So there's a deep reservoir that the Spirit of God has access to, and it's searching all that. Why? It's trying to bring you, and it wants to bring the answer to you. He's trying to uncloud a situation, and he's got to go and do his research, not that the Holy Spirit. I'm trying to get you to see what I want you to see. So the Holy Spirit have access to all the deep wealth and treasures of God. But the only way he can speak it to you is in your inner man. Watch this. For what man, verse 11, knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Only your spirit really know you. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. Man can't know the things of God in his flesh. But the Spirit of God knows the deep things of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world. This is why you can't depend on the world to give you advice. Because you go to buy a piece of property, and you put down there, you're tired, they're going to think you crazy. I can remember when we bought the house we're living in now, and we put that up there. The man said, you get that much money to a church in a year? My husband said, if I had more, I'd give more. And the man looked at him going like, who in the right mind get that much money to a church? See, they got dues. They don't understand tithing and giving. They got pledges. They don't understand tithing and giving. And everything they do is based on a pledge or dues, not tithing and giving. So when I go to that man and ask him any advice concerning tithing and giving, when I already know he done tithe and give, he doesn't understand the principle. So why am I asking his advice about my finances? when you got a Bible that'll give you all the answers you need. And if you need some natural understanding, God will put you in the place of where people can help you that understand tithing and giving. Because you'll want to protect that at all times. Because the devil's after that. You know that, right? For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of that man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know, said we might know, the things that are freely given to us of God. So I don't know the things that's been given to me apart from the spirit of God. In my natural flesh, I'll never know what God has for me without activating my hearing to hear by the Spirit of God. I'm going to assume that I have a right to stuff based on somebody else's testimony. And you do have a right to healing. You have a right to have the, live a good life. But how do I get it? I'm going to activate it by my own hearing. See, we act like it's such a chore to prosper. It's not. But the more you say it's hard to prosper, you are solidifying in your spirit that it's hard. Therefore, that word take precedence over the word of God that says, give and it shall be given back to you. And even though you've read that scripture, it's never found a place in your heart. Because in your heart, you think it's hard to prosper. And until you pull that tree up, because see, that tree's had time. Remember I said something about that last Sunday? Those trees have had time to mature. And they're old things, old fears, old phobias, old stuff that our mom and dad had taught us that was incorrect. Whole bunch of old stuff you learned from grandma and grandpa that has nothing to do with the word of God. All that old religion, it's all intertwined in that tree, and it has matured. You got to kill it at the root. You can't allow it to take space. The fastest way to get over any fear is to face it head on. Take this word and face it head on. I remember I was afraid to get on an airplane. My husband said, we're going to go on a plane. I said, Lord Jesus, help me. I was sweating when he said it. But I, you don't want him to know you're sweating. He knew I was scared. And then I said, you know what? Then I said, you know, I'm going to get over this. This don't make no sense. I'm not scared. I said, I know what it is. The devil trying to make me think I'm scared of dying because the plane is not the problem. You think if you get in the plane, you're going to die. So I had to deal with death because that was the fear of dying. We don't do certain things because we're afraid we're going to get hurt. Somebody going to steal from us. Somebody going to beat us up. It's just some places we don't go. Now, I'm not advocating you get out there and stand on the corner and wave a sign, I'm a Christian. That's not what I'm saying. But how God going to use you to reach somebody that you, if you were the only person God had to use to reach that person, would they be reached? Because you got a tree in you to say, well, you know, if they don't come past my way, I ain't going over there. This ministry got started in the hood. We weren't living in no lap of luxury when we got started. And you know what we did? We got out and we invited people. The lady that lived next door to us, she must have had several identities. One in New York, one in Virginia, one in North Carolina. She was three different people collecting money. How many of y'all know she was going to get caught eventually? You didn't always know who you had living next door to you. But guess what? The anointing. When you hear that God told you to do something, he protects you. He'll protect you. We deprive God because when we hear God, our fear is louder than the voice of God. So we won't do what God tells us to do, and then you wonder why things don't move in your life the way it should move. You need to go back to that place where you disobeyed. Go back there first. But why? Because he wants you to know what's freely been given to you. There are some things that have been given us. You mean to tell me I don't have to be sick? No, that's freely given to you. You don't even have to beg. I ain't got to beg for healing, no. You mean I ain't really got to get in a prayer line? No. All I got to do is accept this word and let this word talk to me. And it's all right if you need somebody to lay hands on you. I'm not against that. But when are we going to take this word up and make it live in us? See, that's a free gift that came along with your new identity. When he changed your identity, he changed all the amenities. All the amenities changed. It went from death to life. But it's in our hearing that we slow up what God has given us. Because if I can't hear that I'm not supposed to be in a bad relationship, that everybody, every guy I meet or every woman I meet got to be a dupe or a dud, somebody that's going to mistreat me. See, you're not hearing. Because first of all, y'all need to, until you get whole, you need to leave relationships alone. That's a freebie. That's from Pastor Diana to you. That's my love. Y'all need to get whole before you start talking about relationships. You ain't got enough going to have a relationship. You don't know enough word to have a relationship. You don't pray enough to have a relationship. How you gonna be something to somebody else that you're not to yourself? Two broken people get together and create more brokenness. I told you it was a freebie. You don't have to hear that. He won't do me like the, okay, that's what you said about the last one. And he did you that way because you don't know any more than you did with that one. This one's going to do you the same way. They already got you paid. The devil keeps sending to you just like dominoes. You don't see the devil setting you up. And you know what? Listen, I'm going to go off this rabbit trail. It tickles me how people can hear so much from God when they want to be with somebody and can't hear nothing else about their life. Yeah, the Lord told me this is my wife. The Lord told me this is my husband. Okay. What you want me to do? Because you're not going to hear me. You really don't want me to get in your stuff. And it's all right. I don't be angry with nobody. Because you know why? Because I know you'll need me. And I got to stay free so that you know what God has given you. Because sometimes people do come back and they get it right. And you got to leave the door open so they can come back home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we haven't received the spirit of the world. Watch this. Let's read verse 12 again. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth. See, this is not because a man got intelligence. It's a lot of intelligent people talking out there, and we call that wisdom. They got a lot of how-to books out there. how to succeed in life, how to pay your debt off, how to do this. The Bible tell you that? Buy a really good study Bible. And then use it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, I use this iPad up here because it's a little more convenient. And I put all my notes in it. But y'all know I got a tablet. Because this thing start acting up, I got notes over here. But I got a Bible in my office. But I study from my Bible. The written one that flip the pages. It's something about holding that word. It start talking to you. Sometimes I got to see law and pause. Hold up, because it's talking to me. He says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost, somebody said the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Only the Holy Ghost can teach you the heart of God. So how do we hear? We hear by the Spirit. Where he going to get his information from? From the deep things of God. He going to search all the deep places of God to bring you the answer. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. And God is so vast in wisdom. There's no such thing as running out of what to say. Ooh, hallelujah. But the natural man, look at verse 14. Oh, I didn't finish 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with what? So you can't compare spiritual things with natural things. That's like taking an orange and trying to make it an apple. You can't do it. It has to be spirit discerned. Look at verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. For the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness to your flesh. They are foolishness. Neither can he know them, because they are what? Spiritually discerned. They are spiritually discerned. So the easier it is for me to hear, the easier it is for me to get an answer. And it says, all these things, nobody can scrutinize the spiritual things but God. Since he's the originator, you ain't got to worry about nobody, Katie, trying to tell you something that God doesn't say when God is talking to you. You understand? See, this is why he wants you to learn how to hear from him. He says, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they won't follow. Why? I know my children's voice. I know the voice of my husband. And I know the voice of my God. I don't have to worry about being deceived, because I know his voice. And I can be right at somebody else's event, and the Spirit of God will start saying, that they got part of it, but that's not accurate. Don't see, we go to, and then we start talking those cliches. You know how we do. Before you know it, you're building a tree that has no business being inside of you. That's going to cloud your ability to hear. I'm careful of cliches. They're not always healthy. Look at 2 Peter. I'm getting ready to close in just a minute. 2 Peter chapter 1. I think that's what, yeah. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Now he's talking about you got to know some things. I got to know some things. And I'm not saying that as you develop, you're not going to make mistakes, because you can make mistakes in hearing, because you're learning. When your children will learn, although they're a parent in this room, you got small kids or you got teenagers, they make mistakes, because sometimes they didn't hear the whole instruction. Not because they were just being disobedient. They didn't hear the whole instruction. You know how to do, okay, Dad, okay, Mama, okay, okay, okay. And they run in the room and they do something. And they're not trying to be a bad kid. They just didn't hear the whole instruction. And you got to bring them back and say, okay, baby, tell me what you heard that I said. Sometimes before you release your kids to do stuff, and you say, tell me what I said to make sure you heard me right. And if they can say it back to you the way you said it, they heard it. Now the penalty is different if they don't do it. See, y'all let them get off the hook too much. You need to ask them just in a calm voice. Look, did you hear what I said? Tell me what you heard me say. Because their perception may not be yours. And their hearing is not as keen as yours. So, you know, you got to make sure y'all saying the same definition for the same word. Get on the same page so that y'all can be in agreement. Ooh, Jesus. Now, that was a lesson all by itself. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So that means I got to be in pursuit of knowing. According as his divine power have given unto us all things, say all things. Now we just read that there are some things that's been freely given us. But the only way we're going to know about it is that we got to hear it by the Spirit of God. Not because you saw somebody on TV with a boat and then you desire, I'm going to have a boat just like them. There's nothing wrong with being inspired, but you need to know how they got the boat. Oh, he says, get some knowledge under your belt. According as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceeding, somebody say exceeding. Exceeding. Great, say great. And precious promises that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So what is he trying to do? He's trying to reroute how you hear so you can escape corruption. See, now that means I came with some stuff in me that's not good for me. And if I take this word and begin to know more and I begin to hear his voice daily, it's like an automatic system. It's going to dump the old. It'll push it out. You don't have to work at it. You ain't even got to try to, I ain't going to sin today. You had to put yourself in a straight jacket. Getting the knowledge of God through Jesus is like a detox. That's your detox system. I was talking to somebody recently, and they took some stuff to detox, and I don't think they were quite ready for the detox because she said, oh, my God, I didn't know I was going to go to bed. Well, don't stop taking it. It's doing its job. Just curtail where you go for a season. Now, you can't say you want that and don't give way to it. Because if you read the package, it says it's a detoxification. This is not something you can drink and get on the road with. It says it's a detox. Anybody ever done a detox? Then they tell you need to stay close to home, don't they? Because it's going to move some stuff that's been impacted. That's the whole plan of it. It's to free you up. Clean your gut out. Get the impurities out of you. That's why you go through a whole detox. So your body can begin to heal. It can't heal as long as you all clogged up. So some of y'all just need a straight old detox. You need to do them periodically. It's not going to kill you. It don't taste good, but it won't kill you. See how good it is to come to church. You learn so many things coming to church. He says, look at verse 14. Whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. So how do I get to partake of his divine nature when I don't know I got a divine nature, even though I'm born again? And somebody said, now Jesus living inside of me. But how do I know this for myself? I'm going to have to spend time with the one whose nature I want to be like. Check your acquaintances, your spending time level. It tell you how ready you are. If you got more television time than you got God time, you need a detox. That's an imbalance. And you might not be watching nothing dirty. That's not the point. It's clogging you up because you're wasting valuable time when God trying to talk to you. He can't talk to you while you're watching that show. And you hollering, you fussing through the screen like they really hear you. You know it is a already pre-ready show. And when they say it's live, it may not be live in our area. How many of you know if they tape the 9 o'clock in the morning and show at 3 o'clock, they're not there at 3 o'clock. It's a rerun. If it means that much to you, save it. Go back and watch it at another time. But don't preempt God for your show. But see, what I learned, I talked about sanctification last Sunday. What I learned coming up is that if you start your life as a believer right, it's difficult to get off the path. And you start it by praying and studying, fasting, praying in the Holy Ghost. And you do that every day. Fast a meal a day. Fast and talk. Talk to the Lord every day. Get used to talking to him like he's standing right next to you, because he is. Now, he's in you, but he's beside you. And you can talk to him like he's a person in the room, because he's in the room. Amen. And if you start talking to him like that, you'll get so comfortable. You'll start hearing him. You be saying, you know, Lord, I never thought of that. He says, I know. That's why you got me. Because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. I want to reveal to you the great and precious promises that I have left you. But you can only hear that by the Spirit of God. Why? Because I want you to escape the corruption that is in this world. This world is full of lust. They're greedy. Now watch this. I'm going to read this and we might pick it up next Sunday. And beside this, given all diligence. Oh, you mean I got to be a person that diligent? Yes, that means be faithful. You know, a lot of people's problems are prayer failures because they won't be faithful in their own prayer time. They'll pray for a whole week and then they quit. He says, be faithful. It's better to pray 20 minutes a day and do it every day than to pray an hour once a week. Because you're going to miss a lot of hearing waiting for that 1 hour. I know I'm teaching real good this morning. And besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith. Now, this is going to hit a lot of people in the hip. You ready? Virtue. That word means excellence. Stop being sloppy when it comes to God. Just tossing somebody there and said, you know, I know the Lord understand. I'm busy. No, he does not. That is carelessness. I'm not looking out for my relationship with God when I have that mindset. See, that's a root in you that needs to be pulled up. Go and get your detox. You need to cut off a whole lot of stuff and fast till that root is all the way out of you. Get it up out of you. Because if you think God just supposed to accept how you do stuff, you're wrong. The one thing my husband taught this church, it can be small, but it must be what? Excellent. Don't ever give God your second best. He didn't receive it. So don't offer it to him. He won't receive it. Come on, stand to your feet.